This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
Am I the most handiest of men? No.
I was going to ask
Clearly
that about that
these
also.
Fingers are meant to type.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Welcome back in Almost Entirely Sports here on Sports Radio 810. We have a gosh darn treat for you right now. Because Nate Taylor is back in the studio. What's up, Nate?
Doing fabulous, Josh. How are you?
I'm excellent. You've got the athletic branded hoodie, which I can't imagine you listening to 810 at this point and not knowing where Nate Taylor works. But you can read all of Nate's work.
Staying warm, baby.
At the Athletic. You got to keep it warm. You came in with a beanie also. What is this beanie that
So I just oh, put wow. it on. But
oh, I like this.
I went to the hockey game on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I saw this.
And I purchased a Boston Bruins / Original Six, you know, nice little cap.
Yeah, yeah, it's really strong.
You know,
it's really nice.
Yeah, it's the nicest thing they had in there.
I also like that this is vague enough that it's not a Bruins cap.
Yes, it's there's a B on it, but yeah. Not like a gigantic "I'm from Boston" B.
Right.
You know.
Right. You didn't get it. The Harvard yacht, but like
no,
yeah, the Bruins logo is slightly bigger than the other logos of the Original Six. But I imagine that all the Original yeah. Six teams have that same hat, just with the logos flipped around a
yep,
little bit.
I would assume so too. And
it's a good hat.
And Holly, who you know, obviously designs things for a living,
yes.
Loved the Original Six NHL logo that's on that bad boy, which has 5 stars. And she, you know, this is where my wife gets really into it.
I don't think I knew that your wife was a designer.
Yeah, well, she...
You actually didn't know that?
I don't think I knew
think
this.
I think I've heard him mention yeah. that on your guys' podcast.
She's senior graphic like, designer, multiple times. Now product designer. If you need an app... And you need a design and developed. Come holler at Holly Taylor at Aware3. I mean, hey, they'll design it for you.
I want to talk to her about all of that. I was a multimedia major in college, which meant that I minored in graphic design.
Yeah,
I freaking love graphic design and like branding and everything. So that's why I like this hat so much.
Yeah.
I don't think if I did ever learn that, I immediately forgot it, and I'm a bad listener,
no.
and worse friend.
Hey,
so I'm sorry.
Imagine being married, you know?
Great,
it'll happen to you.
There's so much that you are told and then immediately forget, and then later it's like, hey,
yeah,
honey,
I mean,
remember what I was saying yesterday? No, I don't. None of it.
Hey,
I didn't even see what it was yet.
It's just like an old Dell computer. No disrespect to Dell. You only have so much space in there,
uh-huh.
okay? And then you got to just dump out more memory and get the update. And like, you know, we as humans aren't super efficient in terms of hearing. But,
no.
but
I have no problem throwing Dell under the bus.
We're yeah. rolling on a Dell right now. I know. And
no disrespect to Dell. Hey,
oh, no. It's also running Windows XP. I imagine.
Oh,
I'm in a feud with them.
That was
still.
I was in college when XP came out.
No, this is. I think we've got Windows 7 on most of our computers now. We have one XP, I believe.
Maybe.
Rudy's not. Rudy not confident.
I honestly don't know what's on this one.
But she loves the... Holly loves the 5-star NHL logo.
Yeah.
But there's 6 teams. So this is what my wife does in sports. You're telling me there's 6 teams that were originally in the NHL. Why
right.
are there only 5 stars on yeah. the NHL original logo that you purchased? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not an NHL historian.
Had you been to an NHL game before this one?
I have.
I was on the NBA beat.
Yeah,
you killed some time.
Yep, it's one of the best sporting sort of experiences to go to see it in person. I put out a short video on Twitter of Boston fans saying, "God, we suck tonight," because the Colorado Avalanche, who I've sort of adopted as my favorite
that's
team,
too bad.
Because
hey,
because
yeah,
my
an Avalanche fan,
my buddy Ryan Clark for the Athletic covers them
yeah.
for us. He's
okay.
great. We used to work together back in South Florida, so I used to go to Florida Panthers hockey
Ooh.
Games.
Okay,
and that's where my
the
love
ice
for
cats.
Hockey kind of happened.
Sure.
It was like me and Holly were like, "Hey, we don't have anything to do. This is pre-Hayden.
Uh-huh.
This is pre our child.
What do we do in Florida?
Go inside and get some air conditioning
yeah.
and
yeah.
watch some guys hit some pucks. You
yeah.
know? It's awesome.
I'm going to see my first NHL game in Florida on my birthday in
wow.
a couple of weeks.
How about that?
Do you know who you're watching?
It's Tampa. It's at Tampa.
Oh,
okay,
Tampa.
So
I believe
the
they're hosting the Panthers. We got
oh.
an interstate rivalry,
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I am going to be showing up in an Arizona Coyotes throwback jersey.
Wayne Gretzky, right, on the back?
No, here's what I did is because I could not be a more casual hockey fan. Like, I'm a big fan of, like, every time I turn it on,
yeah.
or I've gone to a couple
mm-hmm.
of the Kansas City Mavericks games
mm-hmm.
here, I'm like, oh man, this is freaking great. I love this sport. This is so much fun. And then I forget about it for 10 months.
And you're like, oh, they're playing for the cup? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, let me turn to that.
Let's
yeah.
turn this on.
Yeah, I kind of caught the fever last year because, like, I don't love a thing about St. Louis.
Yeah, same.
Being from Kansas City, not a single thing.
Right.
And I hope Candace Buckner hears this. But outside of that, it was like, okay, fine. I was talking to Colin Saunders, new rookie.
Yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
was excited about them being in the cup. And it's like, fine, great. I guess I'll watch. So I watched. It was fine. But it's like, all right, I guess St. Louis can be happy about something.
Give them this.
But yeah, I mean... there's like a bar in Kansas City near the River Market
yeah.
called the Blue Line.
Yeah.
I've seen that place get hopping. So
that's like a good time.
So yeah, Kansas City has a market for an NHL team. And guess what? They have a gigantic arena for an NHL team.
Yep.
Why don't we have an NHL team? Somebody answer these questions.
How that stadium has never been filled by a team is
any team.
Amazing.
Any
that was the whole purpose behind it being built.
Yes.
That's what we were all promised. And I still remember like the Penguins were like
this close.
This close.
This
that's
close.
That's crazy
this
to close. Me in retrospect
and then,
also.
And this, like, is right, this was right when they got, or right before they got Sidney Crosby, or right after they got him. And
it
then
would
they,
have been
they,
taking yeah. the Sonics from Seattle, basically. Yeah. Like, it would have been getting Durant.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. Every time I go to the Sprint Center, which I go to, not for sporting events, but for, I saw both Fall Out Boy and Panic at the Disco there this year. Whenever I go, I look up at the rafters, and there are like six of those damn Garth Brooks banners.
Hey, because he opened it. Grand opened
is,
it.
That
not
is
sure
the,
about
that is
any
the house that Garth Brooks built.
He really did. Yeah.
Banners. There are banners. That
Garth,
can't happen.
He is the closest thing to a professional team. That is Garth Brooks. Like, that is his place. That is his home away from home. He might have his own. Like, everybody else has a green room. Garth Brooks has a special green room there, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, dusty no, until yeah. the week he comes back and they go
yeah.
clean it up. And...
Yep.
I remember that, where they're like, so, guys, we're still looking for a professional sports team, but aren't you lucky for the treat that I have for you? It's a man named Garth.
It's like man four nights in a row.
And he's Garth got all Brooks. The look, all the bangers, all the country bangers you could ever want, young lady, Miss Wife, Sir Grandma. I mean, anybody. If we could just get you out to Garth, if you could just make Garth feel special for 6 to 7 nights to open this bad boy, we may have something special. Maybe every other performer will be like, I got to put Kansas City on my tour date. Because I think that was the thought process they must have had. It was like, hey, if we get a bona fide star and we treat him like a bona fide star, if he wants to be a bona fide star in our town for 6 straight days, maybe we'll get a deal.
There was a
maybe we'll get a deal.
There was
we'll
a deal. I think deal. We talked about this. Remember what? Like, didn't Drake like? Wasn't he like trying to find a place to stay? Because like he had Kansas City either as the it was the
did
the
connector.
Yeah, of the tour.
Yeah, connector of,
so,
of
like,
the coast.
This was like one of his like because like this was like one of his favorite places. To
he
perform.
I mean, he did come here for the Scorpion tour.
Yeah, I remember because I remember him sending out a tweet like, "Hey, like need a place to stay." Like the night before, like he got in a night early and he was like trying.
Oh,
to,
yeah, I think he got like the top floor at one light or something.
Yeah,
like I feel like I think he got a floor of something downtown. Yes. Not a joke. I vaguely remember that. I just
so
Googled
like so Drake's like
Center.
A divisional championship, right? Not
sure.
A divisional crown.
Yeah.
I mean, Garth is the world champion.
Garth,
like,
got so many
but Drake's like, hey, remember in 2000, whatever, when we won, went on a run in the middle of the season?
Honestly,
we made it to the Sweet 16 that year.
Yeah, exactly.
Graphically, Garth and Drake selling out basically are like an NHL and an NBA championship.
Yes.
True.
It's
yes.
like
true.
Those
very
deals,
true.
Because like I haven't watched a whole lot of hockey, and I was just thinking, if I could put a gun in my head and said, tell me a Garth Brooks song, I would just be like, guys, I don't know. Like, was he on Old Town Road ever?
Something about a girl. Something about a lady.
Man, how has Old Town Road remixed with Garth Brooks not happened yet?
Because
that's, I mean, it's
because we haven't.
Somebody hasn't gotten the bank statement in front of Garth Brooks. This is what your bank could look like before
and
after Old Town
Road. I'm sure you remember. I don't know if you do. Do you remember when Garth Brooks tried out for
make
the...
Sure you say who you're talking
I know
about.
Nate probably remembers because he's older.
We're just three friends.
We're just some friends. Hey, are we recording this?
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to go out over the world.
I don't know if you remember this, Josh. Do you remember when Garth Brooks tried out for the Royals?
No. I don't think
I don't
so.
Remember
he went
this
to,
at
oh,
all.
Yeah. He went to spring training with the Royals back in... Oh, God, what year was it? Because he was a...
Let's fire up the Google.
I remember Chad Ochocinco trying out for Sporting. That's the closest thing that I've
He was, like, a really good high school player. And like he had like scholarships like Oklahoma State and stuff before.
Oh,
he
so like
did.
A legit like he
Yeah, he was like
legitimately...
a legit baseball player. And, but this was after like he had done his music career and everything, like and he wanted to try out.
He
for
actually
the,
signed with them. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he was there.
I
like,
gotta
in,
find a Garth Brooks song while you guys are looking at this.
This is
2004, I think.
Oh
yeah, the year it was the really? Year after the their one good year in this in that string of just nothing but losing. They had yeah. one good year and then Garth Brooks was like
the Tony
hey,
Pena
guys,
Royals,
guys,
that's right.
Yeah. yeah. Also, I just learned that he did the Friends in Low Places song, so I know that one. And
yeah, we may have closed a couple bars down in college to that one. Look, even for someone of my skin complexion, we closed the bar to a couple of those that's bad boys.
If you live in Kansas, Missouri, you, even if you never listen to the song,
yes.
those lyrics are in your blood.
You know it.
You just know. It's like how white people know the song, like every word to Don't Stop Believing. It does not matter if you've ever heard the song, you know this. Like that's another one of those songs. If you're from this area, you yes. know Friends in Low Places.
Yes. So he got, look, this is on baseballreference.com. So
get
this
out!
So this is legit. I'm going to read a paragraph. Brooks was previously taking batting practice with the Seattle Mariners in 1998 while in town for a concert series. He was also in spring training with the New York Mets in 2000 and with the Kansas City Royals in 2004. Here's where it gets interesting. In 2004 spring training, he had a hit on March 10th, an infield single off of the Mariners' Mike Myers. Quote, I was even more surprised than the pitcher, Brooks wow. recounted.
This is on baseballreference.com.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a, wow, that's outstanding. Good for Garth Brooks. That's why he gets banners in the Sprint Center. I thought of this question 15 minutes ago whenever I thought we were going to talk about like touring for like a minute. And this would be fun, but now it's stuck in my head. You ever? I'm obsessed with those GQ 10 Essentials videos. Have you ever watched any of those?
I have not.
Tyrann Mathieu did a tattoo breakdown recently.
Maybe I have watched this. I just didn't know it was coming from.
So they're all GQ things. Yeah, GQ. Whenever they have people through, sometimes they'll have them do a tattoo tour, which I'm obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
You have any tattoos? Are you tatted up at all?
I am not.
Mm. Okay.
My parents shut that down real quick. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
That's fine. I guess, you know, hey, we're cutting you out. Don't show up for Thanksgiving if you get
Oh, you want a car? You know that money that you've been saving, we're going to match that.
Yeah.
You get a tattoo,
ooh.
We not going
to
match that.
Wow. Was that the, I mean, you're
something to
were,
that,
were
something
you
to that to degree.
A big baller brand logo on your neck or something? Like,
I was not trying to be Kenyon Martin. Not be.
You weren't getting any lips on your neck?
No, nah, it was something I wasn't like.
You weren't getting free bird?
No.
The That's crazy.
I was not going to be Birdman after you played with the Miami Heat.
Man.
No, no, I was just, you know, I think a lot of my friends were interested at the time in high school.
Right.
And, you know, not that I am a follower per se, but like, you know, you might want to get something that may inspire you when you're
sure.
a 17-year-old
yeah.
junior.
Sure.
That you can look back on and be like, whoa. But my parents were smart enough to look ahead and be
fair.
Like, you don't need to do that.
That's
tattoos
fair.
Are just a reminders of all the terrible mistakes you've made in your life. And you need those.
That, I mean, you know, that's
it's either that or those. It's either that or somebody being like, yeah, my man Tony, he died. And I had to get the tear tatted on.
No, not in your face.
Like,
not on your face.
Like, with those people, I'm like, man, respect.
Yeah.
I respect you. I am grateful for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. Cool. All right. I'm glad you did that. Probably not gonna, but good for you.
Yes.
Tyrann Mathieu did one of those. Lots of athletes, but also just like pop stars and really like celebrities that I don't even know. They do a, hey, I'm Albert Alfredo, and these are my 10 essentials. I will watch
literally anything
every single
anyone.
One of those. And it's always like, here are my AirPods, my cologne, won't tell you what kind it is. Here's a journal, because I'm old school. And then here's my laptop and iPad and Switch and three phones. And here's my watch case and all of my jewelry. And they're mostly that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm obsessed with them. And honestly, I might need to just start stealing that concept for radio interviews. Like, all right, give me like your five essentials. But what I was thinking in the Garth Brooks discussion, when Rudy mentioned that he has to have the Garth Brooks Memorial Green Room
yes,
in the
uh-huh.
Sprint Center, he's not dead, but recipes. What would you put on your writer?
But he's been memorialized in our hearts.
It's like how Mike Francesa has the Mike Francesa Studios or whatever for every time he's retired. But if you're putting together a writer before you show up to an event, like, all right, listen, Nate, we want you to come out here to this event. You're not working. You're just showing your face. You're coming to this thing.
A man of the people.
Just come be a man of the people. Maybe perform a little bit. I don't know what that performance is going to look like. But if you're putting together a writer for an event, what are some of the things showing up there? Well, I have literally given this no thought until right now.
And this is why I love the magic of radio.
So good. I'm very excited for
just the nicest cocktail glass you have.
Okay.
I know people have reached out to me after our interview a couple months ago, but like Four Roses, Woodford Reserve, something mm-hmm. nice and brown.
Mm-hmm.
Sophisticated man. I am wearing a sports jacket.
Good.
You
yes.
know?
Clearly. No tie.
Actually, we may untuck the button down.
Love
we
that.
May untuck the button
this
down.
This segment brought to you by Untuck It.
Yeah. You know, I also have some cologne, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
How much do you spend on cologne?
She picked it out.
How much do you spend on a bottle of cologne? Where's that athletic money go?
It's over $100, I think.
Oh, Nate. But how? I'll tell you what I'm wearing.
This is Holly. This is... Baby, I love you. But like,
I'm wearing Nautica by Amazon. $10 a bottle.
Now this is also the Aware 3 money that is also part of the salary cap of the athletic money. You know,
the Taylor family salary.
Yeah, the Taylor family salary cap.
You got a high cologne cap hit.
We
spend a little bit more.
Maybe
cologne, but they cut back.
Maybe two sprays
on,
is an event.
Cut back
in other areas. If you're just walking out with the folks, maybe it's a one spray, but it's a two spray event. You want people to feel your warmth. Yeah.
Sure.
For a close embrace.
Absolutely.
I think you got to have a nice pin, a nice little, you know, a little click click, you
okay.
know.
It's got to have a good click.
Yeah.
Got to have a good click.
I'm thinking like laid back grown man music of some kind. I don't
that's
know,
good.
You know, like whoever it is in your head, that's who we're playing at the moment. And
laid back grown man.
Just grown man music, like not too, you know, it don't bump in the whip, but it will make your lady uncomfortable. It will make your lady comfortable. Why did I say uncomfortable? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It will make your lady comfortable.
You walk into the
your
green room.
Your significant other will feel soothed and relaxed and, like, loose with it, you know?
You walk into the green room. You got a sweet cocktail glass. You got something nice and brown. You can smell your cologne in the air. And then just over the speakers, just...
I've got friends in low places.
But it's like the chopped and screwed version.
My
like
blues away. Yeah. You're like,
it's
no.
It's down here. Yeah, Garth, yes. Garth really digs down for this one.
You're going to feel it.
Going to feel Garth on
so,
this one.
So, I think that's a nice starter kit for me.
That's good. I like this. I like this this bit. I like whenever a bit is born generically, mm-hmm. really thanks to Garth Brooks.
You can thank Garth Brooks for anything.
All right, well, there's no way we can save this segment. Like, we can just cut this segment a couple minutes short and then just come back and try again on the next one. So we'll do that. It's Nate Taylor of The Athletic with us here right now on Almost Entirely Sports.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
First of all, listen, okay, I was going to say, first of all, go to hell. That's, you know what? That's a little strong. Second of all, go to hell. First of all, I kind of get it.
It sounded like you said Goodell.
With Joshua Briscoe.
First of all, I kind of get it. Second of all, go to hell. Third of all, go Goodell. I love the NFL's commissioner. I don't mark that. Oh, Beard's marked it already.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
The blessings continue raining down here on Almost Entirely Sports. Nate Taylor of The Athletic with us right now. You can always read all of Nate's work up at The Athletic. We also didn't ever like directly mention during the first segment that there's a podcast on The Athletic that I just, you know, I would suggest lightly that people check out. Monday episodes are free for everybody. Friday is for Athletic subscribers only. TheAthletic.com/timesours if you'd like to get in on a great rate right now for The Athletic. That sounds like I'm trying to sell you a car, and I'm not. It's just good reporting and analysis and podcasts. But you can check all that out. Times Ours is with Nate and Seth Kaiser, who we have on this show every week, unless there's not a show on Tuesday. RIP yesterday's show. And also me.
Yeah.
So you can't have listened this far into the show today if you actively dislike me. like, you might have gotten here because Nate's here, but if you can stand me enough to listen to Nate and also Seth, times ours will do it for you.
Yeah.
I'm a third of that show.
It's a well of a fun time.
Oh, dude, it is.
It's a really good podcast.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you. Rudy, yeah.
You need to give a little bit more credit to Mike DeVito. The shame, the Mike DeVito shame, I didn't appreciate, but it's a good podcast.
Somebody had to be on that team. Yeah.
So good. No, that show has been really, really, it's been more fun than I thought it was going to be. It's been as smart as I thought it was going to
right.
be, but it's been more fun than I thought it was going to be just because, like, there's sort of an air of importance to, like, hey, we're putting out this podcast for the first time on The Athletic,
yep.
and, like, I don't know how
Please
long
listen.
People are going to hang out to get to know us. For this show, like, I have, if you haven't noticed, a very high comfort level with the regulars who continue
yeah.
listening to this show. Because we worked out the kinks on this show for a year and a half mm-hmm. on ESPN Kansas City with 12 people listening at for a show on a good day.
And now Troy Aikman's listening.
And now Troy Aikman loves that. So,
it's a come up.
It is.
It has been a lot of fun, and the amount of feedback we've gotten from people that has just been like, this is weird, but great and mm-hmm. smart. And then just occasionally Foghorn Leghorn shows up.
Yep. Sorry, y'all. Yep.
It's just great. It's just been very, very fun. So you can check that out at The Athletic.
Yeah. And for someone like me who mostly writes and gets feedback in that regard,
yeah.
it is so different to be with, like, some of my favorite people in the industry talking about, you know, the team we all know mm-hmm. and that people really care about because, you know, they have championship aspirations. And yeah. to, like, get a response, like, so quick of positivity and, like, please keep doing this and,
yeah.
like, keep the bits going while also providing the analysis, Seth's film work, your statistical analysis, sir, which has really gotten us on a national stage. And
Josh the math guy.
Analysis.
Josh is a math guy.
Yep. I mean, he really crushes the numbers.
That's where he excels
really,
at.
I really divide one number by another number and then tag Troy Aikman in the tweet.
And I really think, and this is coming from my agent, i.e. Holly, that Roman needs to give us a check based
man.
On your ad reads. Yes.
Oh, yes. man. So we have Roman commercials on 810, so I know we can mention them, mm-hmm. and it's not like...
Yeah, right.
I know Seren voices the Roman reads that yeah. I've heard here, and God bless Seren, professional radio man.
Yep.
Arthur,
a star.
A star, the consummate professional.
Mm-hmm.
Ours are different. Ours have been different. It's about you got to handle your business.
We try to coach you.
Yeah.
You know, we
it's
can't
about inspiration.
We can't get you to hit the baseball,
mm-hmm.
but we can coach you up. You
we're
know?
Just hey, we're just trying to bring that horse to water.
Yeah,
if you mm-hmm. want to drink, that's up to you.
Yeah,
we're just trying to bring that horse to water. That's all.
Yeah,
hey, baby.
The significant others in all of our lives are the significant other, I should say.
I don't know.
Oh. Hey, to each your own. Hey, do what you
got
to do.
Listen, if you're looking at Roman because you're playing a numbers game right now.
Hey,
good luck.
Stamina and endurance is just as important as performance. We all know this. Okay?
That's exactly right. I know you say that because we're going to talk about the Chiefs' offense just not being as good late in the game.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you said that sentence.
Exactly, because you've got to be able to close and finish. We all know this. Both with your significant other and with your professional teammates. Got to be able to close. And hey, can you really say you've handled your business if you don't close? I don't think you can.
Absolutely not. The Chiefs have handled their business the last few weeks.
Yes, they have, particularly on defense.
And listen, if you're tired of playing defense, never mind. one thing that you've coined that I have now stolen, I mean, an uncountable number of times, is that the Chiefs only play weird football games.
It just came to me in like... God,
in a dream.
I think it was like maybe Green Bay.
Yeah.
Where everybody was like, all right, I mean, cool. It was supposed to be Mahomes and like Rodgers and like
State
it was gonna be
great.
Their
shirts with their faces on it.
All of a sudden it's just like a ton of Packer fans, Matt Moore, who literally was teaching high school football like
uh-huh.
3 months ago.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden it was the weirdest game where it's like nobody complained about Matt Moore.
No.
Everyone loved Andy Reid for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The defense, outside of some linebackers and covers, played really well. Like, Aaron Rodgers was, like, good but not great.
Yeah.
And everyone was upset with LeSean McCoy. And it was like, this is the weirdest game.
Yeah.
And then after that, they've only played weird game after weird game after win game. I've seen 100,000 quarterback sneaks. But here, the starting quarterback just gets his knee dislocated.
Yep. Poof.
We won't see one for 15 years.
We won't see one. Tom Brady has made a career off of quarterback sneak.
My new theory is, if that's point, fine. But every time we get a fourth and one, Mahomes run out wide, have Kelce run up behind
and just make Kelce
your designated quarterback sneak guy.
Yes, right. and he's big enough. He knows how to take on contact. He will fall forward. Yeah.
And you can let him throw it 2 yards. You can have him pitch it. You can clearly have him do a little zone read.
Yeah.
He's good. Let him go.
Yeah, and in Tennessee, to this day, in Nashville, it was like 70 degrees out there in November. It was like, oh, this is glorious.
Yeah.
So that's weird. Two, they didn't play Mike Pennell. Again, Mike Pennell being an important, essential defensive character in this show.
Sure.
It's just crazy. It's so but weird. Like, everybody was like, where is Mike Pennell? As like, it's like Derrick Henry's running down the field.
Yep.
Frank Clark got to be on the field for another touchdown for Derrick Henry. They had 10 men on the field. Mexico was weird because, hey, they played on sand. The Raiders may be the most just traditional game they've played all season, honestly.
Even then, they put up 40 points.
And played like
offense. And the wasn't offense. That good.
Yeah. Yeah, the offense was only good in the red zone, which, guess what? The Raiders gave them the ball in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, last week, hey, how about those Patriots getting hosed? Because that never happens.
It never.
So you're right. They only play weird games, and I'm going to continue to say it until the season ends.
And I'm going to continue to steal it until the season ends.
By all means, go for it.
Because it's right. And so, like you said, you know, the defense has been the thing that's, like, handled its business, and it did. And, like, even in the Patriots game, right?
Yep.
They gave up a touchdown on a super short field.
Yes, on a blocked punt, yep.
And
yep.
then would have given up another one if the refs were paying attention after, you know, a Kelce fumbling. It should have just straight up been a defensive touchdown in all likelihood.
Yeah.
And if it would have been the N'Keal Harry touchdown.
Yeah, and we've never seen it before, but, like, it would have, the only guy to prevent that touchdown for Stephon Gilmore would have been Tyreek Hill just because he's electric fast.
Yeah.
I've never seen Tyreek Hill tackle a single human being.
Yeah, no,
life.
I don't know if that
so,
was.
So we missed out on greatness, on a great opportunity of like, hey, Stephon Gilmore, who got buried by Sammy Watkins, hey, got a little redemption, poked the ball out, now he's going to pick it up, he's going to run, and Tyreek Hill from 80 yards out is going to walk him down. Will he tackle him? Who knows? But hey, we know who's finishing the race.
He would have been there.
Push him.
Yeah.
He would have been there. Contact would have been made.
Yes.
Whatever happens after that, we don't know.
His best bet would have been to literally outrun him and then slide in front of him like he's sliding to second base, trying to take out the thrower.
Yeah.
Like, cleats up. Like, just do that. Just try to
get to the end zone and then, come back straight at him.
Yep.
But, like, even in that situation, like, those are a couple of moments where those weren't the fault of the defense.
No.
The defense had their mistakes were early with a couple of pass interference penalties that were... And then a flea flicker that, like, I mean, they didn't play well. Like, it was not a good play, but it was a flea flicker on the first drive. And then you have, like, the double pass thing. The Chiefs defense, I could literally, like, on one hand go, some penalties here, a couple of trick plays, and that was it, man. Like, everything else was straight up good.
Yeah. Their secondary is good when there's no trickeration involved.
Yeah.
They can read a quarterback's eyes and react in time. Did you know that, and I'm going to write this in The Athletic, it may be out, you know, either tonight or early tomorrow, but did you know that Sunday's game was the first time that Alex Okafor, Frank Clark, and Chris Jones all had a sack in the same game?
No.
Yeah. Based on injuries, based on the fluidity of just them learning the system altogether, of course. It was the first time where, hey, these are the three best pass rushers you have that are healthy at the moment. Alex Okafor, Frank Clark, Chris Jones, they all got a sack on Tom Brady.
At this point, what is your confidence level? Because I will say, like, if there was going to be some sort of counterargument, you know, Phillip Rivers in his current state, and then Derek Carr, and then Tom Brady, that is not, it's not those three
that's
that are bad.
That's not the Yankees 3, 4, and 5 hitters?
No, it was for a minute in there, like, ooh, that stretch would have been scary. But, like, that ended up being a pretty rough, you know, trio of quarterbacks. But also, I mean, I was saying a minute ago that, like, the defense has been trending in the right direction for since Steve Spagnuolo got here.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, the Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill thing, I'll probably go to my grave.
Who the hell knows what happened that day?
And the offense could have ended it, and we wouldn't remember it this way. Like, that's just a couple of yards would have saved that game.
Just remember, in the chapter of this Chiefs book that's being written,
mm-hmm.
two characters that cannot be ignored. Yeah. Are Mike Piddle,
because
where the hell was he,
uh-huh.
and Blake Bell, because why the hell are we throwing it to him on 3rd and 2 when he has a bum ankle?
Uh-huh, and the villains of that chapter are a dude the Miami Dolphins said, now we're good, too, at the quarterback position.
Actually, we're going to ship him off and immediately start tanking.
Yeah, like, hey, you might be too good to tank with, but you're definitely not good enough to win bleep with. And now Ryan Tannehill is like a golden god.
I mean, he could be like the NFL Comeback Player of the Year, and that's not a joke. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
In like half a season.
Right.
With a team that's okay.
Yeah, like no true stars other than Derrick Henry and him.
He showed up in Tennessee. I've been watching the Watchmen TV show mm-hmm. on HBO. Have you been watching it?
I've seen some episodes. I think I've seen like the first two.
Okay, well, so I'm not going to give you... I'm not going to say...
Don't.
He's like what happens in episode 8 where... No, but like they, you know, the whole time there's Dr. Manhattan.
Yes, trying to
either on Mars or you go back in the story or mm-hmm. whatever. Ryan Tannehill is just this glowing blue god who can shapeshift and teleport and just is out here just swinging his big blue dong around, I guess. And that's the thing. That's the Dr. Manhattan to everything the Chiefs did this year was Ryan Tannehill for a second. And outside of that, everything's been great defensively. It's really confusing. It's really
he went from averaging 7.2 yards per attempt for his career to 9.8 this year.
What is that? Well, it's clearly because his weapons are so good. No. Those guys also started looking better whenever he got there.
Yep.
If they had beaten the Tennessee Titans,
The
Chiefs would be on a 5-game winning streak in the talk of the national media alongside the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they'd also be the 1 and 2 seeds.
Probably.
Based on the record, yes. The mm-hmm. Chiefs would also have the tiebreaker.
That might be
a little bit sketchy still because mm-hmm. they'd be a game behind the Ravens, right?
Right. You need the Ravens to sort of trip themselves over the Cleveland Browns, who are also trying, you know, in the last team in the real in the hunt section of the screen.
Yeah, just barely holding.
Barely
on.
In the hunt.
Like Odell Beckham doesn't want to be there, and they have like won some football games. They're a whole mess.
I like that Odell Beckham has become this like almost like a prisoner, and he's just with like just blink if there's anything wrong.
Yeah, but that's been him
just blink
everywhere forever.
Yeah,
if you read you know with any level of like understanding of how the schedule works,
mm-hmm.
the reporting that's been put out, the whole idea of him telling teams in October. Come get me, dog. Hey, man. How you doing? Jimmy Garoppolo, I love you, dog. I love you. You are such a controllable, likable.
Uh-huh. Hey,
you're a leader.
Uh-huh.
You aren't out here shaving after the games are over. Come get me.
Like, so many, I don't know if he's ever going to be happy. He might be the most grasses greener guy in the history of the sport.
To be fair,
I'd like to see him with a good team. Yeah, and a good quarterback.
This is my point. To be fair, his quarterbacks, to my knowledge, have been Eli Manning in a really bizarro world. Baker Mayfield should be better than what he is, but really turnover prone and like
and the coaches he's had too. It's like Freddie Kitchens might be the best coach he's ever had, like in the NFL.
Freddie Kitchens might be the best coach he's ever had, and he also might be the worst coach in football.
Yes, and he wore a T-shirt that motivated an entire divisional opponent.
Yep,
like just so what are you, that's a whole different discussion. But like from a quarterback play standpoint, not great. No one talks about Baker Mayfield's actual performance mm-hmm. on the team because the Browns have so much going on drama wise.
Just the mustaches.
But hey, Jimmy G, come get me.
Hey, listen. I mean, Antonio Brown would have been a little bit of a circus, but the Chiefs are moving on from Sammy Watkins. You know how hard it is to get guys who can beat that man coverage? Listen, I think at this point OBJ's been traded so many times, there's no guaranteed money left. Like the Chiefs would be like paying him like, you know, vet minimum. Just, hey, why don't you step in here, Odell?
Yeah.
Any interest? Any interest? Hey, Nate, what do you think? Any interest, Nate? Hey, Nate, you're an actual reporter. Why don't you ask somebody about this, huh?
He is talented.
Text Brett Veach.
He is talented.
Number. I know you have his number. Come on, text Brett Veach.
You know.
Send him an email.
I will say this. Comparing the two of them, Sammy Watkins is a true professional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, bites his tongue when necessary. Doesn't really demand the football the way Beckham does.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, both of them have had wildly disappointing seasons on expectations.
Yeah, that's fair.
After this season, there's only $2.75 million left in dead money on Odell's.
Brett, listen, if I know anything about the Chiefs, they love receivers.
Here's a fourth round
pick. Hates draft picks.
Yes. here's a fourth round pick.
You would have
come get hit.
4 years left of control. with the highest cap hit year being $15.75 million, and next season will be the rest of the guaranteed money after next year, which is just $2.75 million.
Yeah. And the interesting thing too, Rudy, is, you know, in this world that we are creating,
just call John. It's been a minute. You haven't talked in so long.
In this world that we've created, if you release Sammy Watkins, mm-hmm. which I think most of smart cap understanding football fans realize that may be a logical thing that occurs. You would be asking Odell Beckham Jr. to, one, get healthy from his sports hernia mm-hmm. injury, and then you would be telling him, hey, at about the same age, with about the same amount of skill set, could you also be one-on-one man coverage? Because we have Tyreek Hill and Mecole Hardman,
mm-hmm.
who's going to emerge in year two.
Yeah,
Travis Kelce's out there on the field.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, Travis Kelce would still be under contract. Yep.
Yeah,
still be in the prime of his career.
Do you want to score 40 points a game?
Next thing you know, he's going to be out here texting Patrick Mahomes saying,
oh, man.
Hey, you know, Jimmy, I told Jimmy. And then they traded. You know, I respect Shanahan. He got Emmanuel Sanders. He actually helped y'all out in the division. Now do what y'all got to do and come get me.
Come get me. It's Nate Taylor.
I mean, from a reporter standpoint,
oh, please
come get him.
Yes.
Please come get him.
Like, listen, I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know if it's because of the hair or the college or whatever, but like Tyrann Mathieu being in Kansas City has been good for us as the media.
Uh-huh.
Just because he'll talk and he's like smart and introspective and he's open, but he's not wild and
he's not punching kicking nets.
No, like I'm here for a little extra drama. Yeah. I know that a lot of fans are like, we've got to have a low drama team. I don't.
Hey, you can still win. The quarterback can still pass the football. He can still sling it. It's just, hey, there may be a guy in the huddle being like, hey, look at the scoreboard.
Yeah.
I haven't had a catch in 10 minutes, okay? Like, let's go bubble screen.
That's fine. Give him the bubble screen.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not going to tell you that the Chiefs need to run the ball more. Let's just hey, cut all the running backs, Andy. It's the only way you run the ball now is a direct snap to Travis Kelce. Other than that, you're just throwing it. Sometimes Kelce throws it too. Just throw the football.
We have to establish the pass.
Yes.
To set up the pass.
Set up the pass.
It's Nate Taylor of The Athletic. We'll wrap up the hour coming up next here on Almost Entirely Sports.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
What, do you want me to talk about Patrick Mahomes more? Because I will. I'll do it. I'm crazy. I'll do it.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Last segment of the hour with Nate Taylor of The Athletic here on Sports Radio 810. We've talked about so little actual sports, and I appreciate it.
And that's why I love you. That's why I love your show, man.
It's fun. It's been a good time, and the world. You've been listening this entire hour. Think back. I bet you learned something. I bet you learned something about Garth Brooks having banners in the Sprint Center. Something has come out of this hour, and if it hasn't so far, maybe we can give people something to look for this week. We mentioned like the stretch that the Chiefs defense has been on, but also the quarterbacks that it's been against. I am downright, for the second consecutive week, by the way, downright excited to see what the Chiefs defense does against their upcoming quarterback opponent. Last week it was because it's Tom Brady. This week it's because it's Drew Locke, who has had a couple of really nice performances. Hype train's building up, and God, I want to see Steve Spagnuolo just throw himself in front of it. Just a straight-up Gandalf, you shall not pass, laid down here on these tracks. What are you expecting from Locke and company?
Yeah, I expect Tyrann Mathieu and Juan Thornhill to be kind of all over the back end. to try to confuse him. That's what they did with Lamar Jackson to some success earlier in the year, where it's like, we don't necessarily have to blitz him, but we do need to disguise some things in the back end. So I'm interested in that. And look, in terms of pure arm strength, maybe the last guy they saw with this type of arm was Aaron Rodgers. And before him, it was probably Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
And everybody forgets how well Matthew Stafford played in that game. He was just, you know, he was just surpassed by Patrick Mahomes, who had the ball last. But good arm strength. He seems to have more accuracy than we saw in the preseason, where he looked lost and the game was really fast and Vic Fangio didn't know how to coach offense yet.
Now
they've learned how to coach offense. They're letting him throw the ball. He's aggressive. And it's pretty cool to watch a guy from Mizzou who, yes, I used to root for him as a Missouri fan to a disappointing 8-win season that has only gotten worse and worse. And to now know that he's in the division. So we're going to see him maybe 2 times a year for, you know, the next couple years. But he has no fear. And that's one of the best things that I've always loved about Drew Lock is like, hey, when he knows that, like, I ain't got to look behind my shoulder, or like there's nobody on the Mizzou roster who's going to come for my spot. Get out of here.
Right.
And I already know I'm going to the NFL. He would just throw it up and make it fun and like, hey, if we win games, we do. If we don't, we don't. But the Broncos aren't going anywhere. They're basically eliminated from the playoffs. The Chiefs have already won the division. You're back in your hometown, man. Let that bad boy go. Just let it go. Let's see what happens. Get yourself in a shootout with Patrick Mahomes. Who doesn't want to see that, you know, between two young quarterbacks who clearly know one another too, based on their proximity to one another, where they were in terms of college football's rankings. You know, Drew Lock had maybe more of a buzz coming out of high school than even Patrick Mahomes, which is kind of wild to think about. But it should be a fun game because, look, Joe Flacco, I mean, cash them checks, my dog. Those checks.
God bless.
But Steve Spagnuolo was like, you going to earn this check today, young fella. You going to earn this check. We going to blitz the living hell out of you. I don't think you could do that with Drew Lock, but it should be a nice wrinkle to a series that I thought, I mean, a rivalry that's kind of been dead since Peyton Manning's, you know, arm kind of went out.
Since his arm went dead. Yeah. 100%. This is completely off of something you said, you know, the very beginning of that. But the Lions were 2-0-1 whenever they played the Chiefs. I found this out this week, so I'm not shaming anyone who doesn't know. Do you know what the Lions' record is since then?
It's like 3.
They were 2-0-1 at the Chiefs game.
Is it 3-8-1 now?
They're 3-9-1 now. God. They are 1-9 since that Chiefs game, counting that as a loss.
Right.
Wow.
Like including that game and since then. What? How did that happen? They beat the Giants, and they've lost 9 out of 10.
Everybody, yeah.
I mean, I know they had a ton of injuries and stuff, but like,
well, they had the game too where Trey Flowers was called for like twice hitting the quarterback
hands,
in the face.
Yeah, hands in the face
both
against
times
the Packers. The Packers should not be the 2 seed based on how that game should have played out. But hey, the NFL officiating, just the golden standard
of all officiating. Infallible. But yeah, they lost by 1 to the Packers, and then by, you know, 12 in a high-scoring game to the Vikings, and then by a touchdown to the Raiders, and by a touchdown to the Bears, and by 8 to the Cowboys. Like, it's just weird.
They are. I don't know if it's still the case after this weekend. They are one of only 3 teams in the NFL to have a lead in every game.
That's right.
Wow, that's wild.
It's the Lions, the Chiefs, and the Ravens, I think, were the 3rd team.
Wow.
They have a better point differential than like a lot of teams.
Yeah.
So I like that. That's the look at what the Chiefs can do with Drew Lock, and I'm excited to see them try to do it that way, because I think you're right. Like, if you're going to try to challenge the Chiefs defense, that's a pretty good way to do it. Like, don't let that all out blitz get to you, and like, don't let that be the thing that can completely rattle your offense. You mentioned on Times Ours, at the only available through The Athletic, or available everywhere really on Mondays. Just search for Times Ours wherever you get your podcast. Fridays, just search for The Athletic. You said the Friday before the Patriots game that the Chiefs needed to treat, and probably were going to treat, Tom Brady like they treated Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I got up off the floor, out of the chair that I had fallen out of, I said, wow, Nate, that's a really bold idea there. But yeah, like, if you can treat a quarterback like that, I think the Chiefs defense will absolutely whoop you.
Yeah, it limits a lot of things. They have more talent in the secondary than they do at the linebacker position. So just have those linebackers go forward. You trust your secondary in either zero coverage or, hey, if there's a robber, that being, you know, Tyrann Mathieu, for, hey, we're going to blitz or we're going to disguise the blitz and we'll have a robber. That's what worked against Phillip Rivers. That led to a couple of interceptions. There's things to be had there. And look, Noah Fant coming on of late. They had
a big game last week.
You know, Courtland Sutton,
fine,
capable receiver in the NFL. It's not like the Patriots, where I looked at that wide receiver roster and said, you know, Julian Edelman was the Super Bowl MVP last year, and even he's lost a step. Yeah. So I don't know where Tom going to throw the football.
Right.
Like, even Steve Spagnuolo must have looked up the film on Tuesday and been like, oh, my God, he has nobody to throw to.
Guys, we're good.
Their best tight end is basically a clothing brand, Lacoste.
Stupid. It's a stupid joke. Because of you, Rudy, we're going to end this hour right now. You're the reason that we're stopping. We're no longer talking to Nate. You ended the show. Thank you, Nate, for coming in to talk about Garth Brooks.
Yep.
Your GQ 10 essentials.
Yep.
What you'd have on your rider.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple minutes of football. Give everybody again the teaser of what's coming out on The Athletic later tonight, early tomorrow morning, whatever.
Frank Clark is sick, and we got to write about it. He had the flu game, the Frank Clark flu game. Is he going to be available Sunday? Doesn't look promising at this point. And also, I just wrote the story. It's on The Athletic. The Chiefs love basketball.
Yeah.
Just trust me on this. Go read the story.
It's really good. I saw your tweet this morning, and I was laying in bed reading it. Like, it's a really, really good story that is going to give people a look at something they straight up had no idea.
Yep.
About. Because people don't know. You can't, like, film that. That doesn't make it out in the highlight package or anything. Mm-mm. But Nate, like, paints that picture and has just insight on that I think you'll really, really enjoy. If you go, man, I wish I knew more of those things about the Chiefs that just no one ever really talked about, this is one of those things, and it's really, really fun. So thank you, Nate, for your incredible service. Thank you for your service, Nate.
Thank you. Nate, anytime.
Nate Taylor of The Athletic. We'll test that. We'll test that again next week, same time. We're going to go Kenny Chesney. And minor league hockey. Nate Taylor of The Athletic with us here on Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810. Bye, Mom!
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.